Hi, my name is Suzanne. I'm your host for Crosstalk, Heroes Above the Noise, the IEEE EMC Society podcast to discuss interesting topics on electromagnetic compatibility to our technical community. In this issue, we will talk with Jim Juniak, Professor Emeritus from MST Missouri S&T, EMC Laboratory, and IEEE Fellow and Chair of the Transaction on Signal and Power Integrity Steering Committee and Prime Mover for the IEEE Transactions on EMC. Welcome, Jim. It's a pleasure having you here on the podcast. Thanks for being the guest and talking about the IEEE Transactions on SIPI. Jim, many of the listeners may know you, others not yet. Would you like to briefly introduce yourself?
Thank you, Suzanne. Yes, I was at Missouri S&T EMC Laboratory for 28 years. 28 years ago, it was, or now 32 years ago, it was University of Missouri Rolla. So, but I was a professor there for in the laboratory for 28 years. And my wife and I retired 4 years ago from the university, and we moved to Northwest Montana. So I continue to be involved in some IEEE activities. And one of my primary passions is this IEEE new transactions on signal and power integrity.
So you're one of the initiators of the new IEEE transaction on SIPI. Please tell us a little more about it.
So this really sort of initiated probably around about 2014 or 15, and the impetus, you know, behind this was, it came from June Fan and Zhaoning Ye. That and at that time also, we also, our symposium became, you know, EMC plus SIPI about the same time. But in signal and power integrity, the magazines, transactions for publishing and for readers was spread over, you know, over several publications within IEEE. And so what we, you know, what June and Zhaoning's idea, and then eventually they involved me, we wanted to find a home for both readers and authors that was focused on signal and power integrity, because that is a very large community out there. In fact, probably, you know, as many people working in signal and power integrity or more than, you know, sort of in our traditional areas of EMC that certainly that I started in, yeah. You know, and electromagnetic compatibility, electromagnetic interference. So we started the proposal process to IEEE, the periodicals committee at IEEE, for this new signal and power integrity journal. And that proposal process is a little bit arduous, you know, because they do a good job of vetting the, you know, the proposals to make sure that there's a community out there that needs this, you know, that there are going to be authors and readers that, you know, that need this. And so it was approved 2 years ago by the periodicals committee. And then, you know, we started to call for papers, and the first actual publication date was January of 2022.
Oh, wow.
So it's been, you know, in the process for about a year and a half.
Yeah, it's been a long process going there, and now...
It has been a long process, yes, yeah. And still, you know, and the process is ongoing with, you know, trying to get the marketing and advertising out to people, both, you know, both authors, as you know, as well as readers.
So, Jim, what is the IEEE transaction on SIPI aimed for?
So the scope and aim is really sort of all things signal and power integrity across the chip, the package, the printed circuit board, cables, connectors, you know, optical sub-assemblies. And it really, you know, really spans basic research and algorithms, you know, to, you know, very practical applications. So the scope, just in terms of signal integrity and power, it's limited to, you know, our traditional notions of signal and power integrity. But the scope, you know, really is very broad, from basic research to practical applications.
Yeah, I imagine. And how often is the frequency of issues of the IEEE transaction on SIPI?
So it's published only electronically. There's one issue per year, but that means, since it's published only electronically, that means as soon as an article or a paper is accepted, and then, you know, it's gone through the review process, it, you know, it's sort of, it's been revised, and then... as soon as it's ready for final publication, it appears immediately on IEEE Explore. And that's a continuous process throughout the years. So that's good for both authors as well as readers. It's good for authors because the publication cycle is actually quite short, which is desirable for authors. From the time that they submit, you know, to the time of, you know, the review concluding, they want to be as short as possible. And right now, this is about 6 to 7 weeks, which is fairly short in terms of most IEEE journals and transactions.
This is cool. I mean, this really speeding up the whole process.
It speeds up the whole process. So, you know, it's good for readers because they get more information out there. And, you know, and sort of, and the readers, you know, are certainly R&D engineers that need some of the more fundamental information, but also, you know, to signal and power integrity, you know, design engineers that need very practical things as well. And, you know, really, and it's the same for authors as well. That's aimed for a very broad spectrum of authors and their core job function might be.
Okay, that is so, so cool. Could you tell us what are the hot topics of the latest issue? What are the hot topics currently being released?
Right. Actually, there are a few. Of course, you know, artificial intelligence, machine learning is, you know, sort of, if you don't have artificial intelligence or machine learning, you can't get venture capital, you know, in your business proposals. And, you know, in our technical community, you know, AI and machine learning, you know, are very big. For example, you know, Li Jun Zhang and one of his students just published a paper using AI machine learning, where they can, you know, from a data set and training, the data set is transmission line propagation, but from that data set, and training their, and training their network, they can recover the transmission line equations. Now, we don't need to recover the transmission line, you know, this isn't a, you know, gee whiz sort of thing, you know, but their application is really non-uniform transmission lines. So, and there are other, you know, Erping Li and some of his students and one of his young graduates, who she's now a professor at Zhejiang University in China, you know, recently also published a, you know, published a paper on neuromorphic chips for AI applications to signal and power integrity. And I didn't know what neuromorphic chips are, but basically, you know, sort of the chips are supposed to mimic our brain connections and synapses in a different fashion than, so this is just a paraphrasing sort of their paper, but in a different fashion than our conventional chips, which are, you know, CPUs, and that are essentially very structured. They go out, they fetch data from memory. And so anyway, but there's also just, you know, very practical sort of stuff too, leading edge practical things. For example, there's a paper on via transitions to 100 gigahertz. I didn't know that we would be doing, you know, and it really a how to, you know, on, you know, make these via transitions and propagate a signal, you know, through a via transition at 100 gigahertz. If somebody would have said to me just a few years ago that, yeah, we can do, we'll be able to do that, you know, we'll know how to do it. I'm thinking, I don't see how, because, you know, sort of with design at that time, sort of we could get to about 50 gigahertz before we had a, you know, waveguide mode. And so there's articles on, you know, PCB stack up, power integrity on chips. And so, yeah, so I think it's pretty exciting. Authors are, and hopefully readers are, you know, are getting engaged with this new transactions.
Yeah, and I can see it's like the leading edge information out there available.
Yeah.
That is so amazing. How can interested readers find the IEEE in transactions on SIPRM?
So both readers and authors, the easiest way, I'll give you two ways, but the easiest way, which I always do myself, because I can't remember the link, is I go to, you know, I Google IEEE Explore, and that's, you know, so Explore is X-P-L-O-R-E. So just IEEE X-P-L-O-R-E. And that'll take you to IEEE Explore publications.
Yeah.
And then you go to, there's a tab where you can browse journals and magazines. And then I put into the search bar, once I'm there, I put into the search bar transactions on signal and power integrity. And voila, you're there. Now, the other way you can find, you know, sort of a more direct link is in the upcoming EMC magazine is included, you know, a blurb, a small blurb that, you know, that also has the exact link that will take you there instead of this multi-step process. But that's a place where both readers and authors can, the readers can, of course, find the, you know, the latest papers and or, you know, earlier papers. But there's also a link there that authors can use to submit their, you know, submit their publications. Yeah, papers.
So that's really amazing, Jim. Thank you so much for sharing your insight about the new IEEE transaction on SIPI. It's been a pleasure having you here.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for helping promote it.
Yeah, you're very welcome. I mean, we can use any channel to get the good news out.
Excellent. Thank you.
And if you wish to learn more about EMC and get the latest input from science and the industry, sign up for Questalk. Here is Above the Noise.